Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Michelle Angelista.
What's the last name? Sorry?
Angelista.
Okay, just a second, Michelle, please.
Could I ask you a question?
Just a second, please. Sorry.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah. Jasmine said that we could three-way the phone call to my Medicaid broker, and you can help further assist me with this.
Okay, so your Medicaid, what's the problem with them now?
They said I was in. She says I was inactive with their company, but I tried to call them and I'm having trouble. And she said, "Well, you can help me with this, and we could three-way, and you can help me. Would that be possible?"
Okay, so the Medicaid will be. Let me tell you this: they will reactivate it once you have a waiver from the county. Is that the issue? That it's not active?
Yes. Could you help me with this? We could three-way the phone call, please.
Honestly, there's not much I can do to help you with your Medicaid company, but I can let you know that your Medicaid will be reactivated once you have a waiver. I'm not sure that I will do so much help on the phone with you right now.
But she said, I tried to call them, and they're not giving me an option to press any for a certain number. I need help with this, please. Please, I need
help. Okay, I can try to help you. I'm not sure how much I can do, but I can try.
Could we call that number? You could tell me what number to push to get a hold of somebody, please.
I have no idea who your Medicaid is. I don't have the number for you. Do you have the number?
I'll give you the number, yes.
Okay, sorry. Before we do this, can I just run through a few things with you? Because I just want to be sure that you would even be eligible for the services through our agency.
Okay.
Okay, are you making more than $2,900 a month currently?
Yes.
You are?
Am I making more than more than that amount of money?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. You're not making more than $2,900 a month.
No.
Okay. Do you own a home or a car?
Wait a minute. I'm getting $900 and something a month.
Okay, that's fine. That is fine.
$950 something a month.
Okay. Do you own a home or a car? I'm asking these questions because once we are further along in the process, the government does have come into issues with patients that are making over a certain amount, or if they have any great assets. That's why I want to confirm this before we move along with anything and before you get so invested into applying. I don't want to waste any of our time, okay? Like this,
yeah.
You can find another way to apply for the services. Okay, do you own a home or a car?
No, I don't.
Do you have any assets for over $8,000, whether it's in the bank, whether it's cash value of anything in savings? Any objects, anything over $8,000 in your name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you married?
Hello? No, I'm not.
Are you living with minors?
No.
Okay. Okay, so let me just tell you a bit about the process. If you would like, you can still try calling into your Medicaid number. But I just want to let you know the process is that the patient has to be approved by the state and then the county. The state has you do two in-home assessments. They come to you to see if you are financially and physically eligible. Then you will have to collect some documents, financial documents, any papers that the county requests from you, and then you will be approved, hopefully, from the county. You'll have to wait for that from them. The process usually takes a couple of weeks. I like to let you know that before you start, just so you know what you're getting yourself into. You did mention about your Medicaid that it's inactive. I do want to let you know, once the county approves you, your Medicaid will be reactivated.
Are you saying, wait a minute, are you saying I'm not going to get an age for tomorrow? I'm not going to get an age for tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
Are you saying I'm not going to get an age for tomorrow?
No, you aren't going to get an age tomorrow.
Yeah, but I tried to call the Medicaid broker number, and I'm not able to access the prompt they're telling me about. Jasmine said, you can help me with that, please. I need help with that, please. I'm begging you, please.
There's only so much I can do. My department here, I can only help you enroll into our agency for home care services. Enrollment process takes a couple of weeks.
Wait a minute, please, can I talk? When I call that number, it's not allowing me to push any prompts to get through to anybody.
Okay. You have the number?
Hold on.
You have the number?
Yes, hold on. Who is this?
Okay.
No, hold on, please. Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this? Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Okay, Michelle, I have lots of people that are waiting for me.
I'm sorry. But I can't get through to the person, to the Medicaid broker number.
So call the number, or give me the number. I'm going to call them. I would suggest that you call them and then add me into your call. I can do as much as I can to help you. I can't be on the phone for more than a couple of minutes, but I can try for a little bit to help you, okay?
Okay. I really appreciate this.
Unknown caller.
Should I take you on the freeway?
Yes.
Okay, how do I do that? I don't know how to do it through me.
Is there an option to add a call?
No, it says FaceTime, mute, more, and keypad.
So press more.
It says add people, contact, add people. Should I put that on?
Mm-hmm. Add people and then dial their number.
Okay.
Unknown caller.
Are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
What should I press, 3?
I can't hear them.
They're not saying anything. I don't hear nothing.
Okay, give me the number.
Okay. It's 1-877-550-4227. 1-877-550-4227.
Okay. Michelle, is that the number that Jasmine gave you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Michelle, that's the broker. That's the broker at Maximus. That would have been the number that I would give you. It's not for your Medicaid, okay?
She gave me the wrong number?
No. That's the right number. She gave you the right number. Michelle, relax. I'm going to help you, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
Yes, she transferred you over to me, and I was going to give you that number to call after I ran through that little process with you just to let you know. The next thing I would have done was give you that number to schedule your first assessment. You were telling me that your Medicaid isn't working, and I have not much that I can do to help you with the Medicaid. Maximus will give you more information on your Medicaid, and they will schedule the assessments. They are from the state. They're going to schedule your assessments, and you will soon hopefully be approved from them by the state, and then we can move along with the process. This is part of the process. Okay, so I would have called that number either way. I just want to let you know that. Okay?
Could we three wait again? Please, one more time.
Yes. I'm going to call them. Okay? Just a minute, please.
Thank you so much.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1.